All right, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and we are live from Hudson right now. And Richard, you have somebody on the phone, I think?
We have, on the telephone, we have Tracy Rozon from Claremont State Historic Site, who's going to talk about the Chancellor's Sheep and Wool Showcase this weekend, the Garden Fest in May, and the ongoing project of restoring the Gardener's Cottage at Claremont. Tracy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Tracy. This is Ellen Thurston.
Hello, Ellen.
Hi.
So where shall we begin? Maybe with the showcase, I guess.
Shall we begin with the terrible forecast for this weekend?
Oh, that doesn't sound too encouraging. Now, there is a rain date. If it gets rained out Saturday, then Sunday's the rain date, I believe, right?
Yes, but the forecast is bad for both, so we will have to... Anyone who's interested in doing this, which is one of the greatest events of all, will have to call the site tomorrow because they're going to make a decision.
I see. I don't think sheep shearing doesn't sound like a great rainy day activity.
I think there's a 70% chance of rain on both days or something awful like that.
Well, it would be a shame because it's such a great event, especially the border collies displaying their skills and herding ducks
great.
And things.
And the shearing of the sheep and the kids dressed up in old-fashioned costumes and the military guys walking around in 18th-century uniforms and all kinds of things to buy and to eat and so forth. It's a great event.
And meanwhile, I heard the magnolias are in bloom and the lilacs are about to start and there are trilliums and hellebores and all sorts of... wonderful garden.
You are absolutely right. So we just have to wait and see what happens with that. But we also have a great coming up Mother's Day Tea. Have you heard about that?
No.
Well, that is a tour of Claremont's gardens with a absolutely fabulous tea with any mother that you love or not. But that's a big event, and we have reservations are required because it usually sells out. And it costs $12.
Do you have a rent-a-mom program?
You can bring one or more.
Then a little bit after that is the Garden Fest, I believe.
Yes. Let's see. On May 11th, is something that I should tell you that happens several times during the summer, is a farm food and music festival. It's a farmer's market and stuff like that, locally farmed products and crafts. But then, in the evening, starting from 4 to 8 on the dates which I will give you, there is something called the Acoustic Medicine Show. Every time there's different performers, and all day, all long, it's free, without even a car fee or anything.
We might mention, I guess, at this point, that there is a car fee for the Sheep and Wool Showcase.
Yes, it's $8 per car for as many people as you want, and then if you are a Friends of Claremont member, which you should be, it's $6.
Ellen, any questions?
No,
we can talk about the Garden Fest.
The Garden, there is a Garden Fest coming up, though, isn't there?
Yes, on May 19th, Saturday. And that is from 9 to 2 p.m. It used to be called the Hudson Bush Plant Sale.
Oh, yes.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
We did have it in June, but I don't know if it's because of global warming or what it is, but that seemed a little late to people to be buying their iris and all kinds of things. So we've moved it up to May 19th now.
Now, that the plants are furnished by local gardeners primarily, I think, right?
Right. It's people who have local farms. Some of them are in that program where they grow organic produce, and so that it's just a terrific. There are plants that you can't get anywhere else. Special colored iris and coreopsis and all kinds of great plants.
It's one of the better plant sales around, and I know it's been going for years. Charles Baker and Norman Posner used to. It started there, and they invited garden clubs and other gardeners to come, and it was a big, I think it started out as a plant exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then garden clubs started sort of raising a little money that way, and it just grew and grew till it had to be moved to Claremont.
I think maybe last year, I'm not sure about this, but within the last couple of years, it celebrated its 21st birthday.
Hmm.
Then there's the gardener's cottage. Tell us about
yes.
that. I found it interesting on your website that after the stock market crash of 1929, mm-hmm. Alice Livingston, the owner of Claremont and its 500 acres, dismissed her servants and moved into the gardener's cottage.
She did, with her daughter Janet. It was a year-round occupation, but they sort of moved back into the big house for the summer because, of course, no heating bill.
Right.
So they did, and then before they did that, it was in fact a gardener's cottage, and after they died, it was pretty much empty. And became dilapidated. The Friends of Claremont decided to make this their primary project. And we raised $350,000, which is a lot for us. We're not a big, huge group. And we had several major donors, but we raised a lot of money through our different, we had a wonderful cocktail party last year at a great house called Claremont Blue, and so we just managed to raise this money, and we are on the cusp. We now have a building permit from the state, and we had a pre-construction meeting last week. And we are just about ready to put the shovel in the ground for what will become a restored 18th century section and a completely redone later section to be the James D. Livingston Research Library. So it's going to be for Hudson River architecture, river lore, and stuff about the famous Livingston family.
It sounds beautiful.
It's going to be great, and it's also going to have the Friends' offices, and I guess mainly, besides the library, we will have a beautiful big room where we can invite the community in for lectures, seminars, movies, all kinds of things, and as you know, sounds like you've been to Claremont, the big house is beautiful, but it's very hard to have big groups of people in there. There's really no auditorium or lecture hall or anything like that, because we like to keep it the way the Livingstons had it when they lived there, as close as possible.
Also, I think Claremont has absolutely wonderful programs all summer long for children, especially.
Oh, fabulous.
And I can't think of the name of your staff person who puts those together, but
she's... Well, there's Kirsten Jefferson.
That's the
she's
one.
She's our education curator.
Yes.
And on May 23rd, I should say, there is a children's play day. And it says, learn about the lives of children 200 years ago, try out their clothes and games, recommended for children 6 to 12. Program is free to all. And that's on Saturday, June 23rd, from 11 to 1. So if people should make a note of that.
Maybe we can try and send our roving reporter, Echo Row.
Definitely.
No video games there.
No, more like finger painting and stuff like that. And then, of course, July 4th is, have you been to that, Ellen?
I've tried to come several times, but if you don't get there early in the day, there is absolutely no hope. of, you know, cars are lined up for miles and miles.
It's you should go as early as you can.
It's the premier July 4th fireworks viewing.
Right. And it's 18th century music. There's this wonderful guy who works with children and adults and everybody, who walks around in full costume playing the fiddle. overlooking the river, which is, of course, we're so lucky to have 500 acres on the Connecticut River, which is fantastic.
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, it's very impressive considering the Connecticut River is actually fairly far away from here. I'm teasing you. You said Connecticut. You meant Hudson, obviously.
Hudson. Sorry. Yes, the Hudson River. And July 6th. There's another farm food and music festival. Should I tell you a little bit, have we done the Gardener's Cottage? Is that kind of...
Except for congratulating you on absolutely wonderful fundraising effort, and it sounds really like it's going to be really great and well used by...
Well, we hope so. As soon as it's finished, which we hope will be late summer, early fall, we will be probably calling you and trying to get the word out about all the seminars and programs that we're having. And I also wanted to say that after that is sort of underway, we have already started planning our new video, which is going to be very interesting. We have a huge committee. Love to have you on it. Community and board members are going to be involved in planning the new Claremont documentary video, how it will be, whether it will have vignettes and recreations in it and things like that, we don't know yet. Snippets, we have some wonderful old film of the last Livingston to live at the place, Honoria Livingston, talking about growing up with these chauffeurs and this and the Depression and... We're going to try and figure to, there's got to be a way to work some of that in, but also make it so that kids love to you know, there may be some military reenactments. Maybe we'll have the British burning the house again reenactment. And who knows? We also want to have it so that you can just go in there and watch a different segment, you know, instead of having to watch the whole movie, which will be a treat, of course, but you can also be able to watch it in like 6-minute segments or something, whatever you're interested in.
And meanwhile, Claremont is open every day of the week, is that true?
It is. It's open Wednesday through Sunday for house tours. I mean, it's open every day of the week for walking around, having picnics, bird watching, horseback riding, and so forth. But the house tours are Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 4 p.m. And these are $5 for adults, $4 for seniors, and children are free. And these are great because we have some fabulous docents who will tell you all the scandals behind the rich people, sort of an upstairs, downstairs kind of look, how Margaret Beekman Livingston, how she died sipping wine at a luncheon party, and that's the way to go.
Well,
so, it should be, you know, very interesting for people.
I hear that your spook tours around Halloween
are sold
pretty
out.
Exciting.
They are fantastic. And you mentioned Kirsten Gustafson, our education curator. She gives a talk that I have not been able to get into because it's always sold out, on underwear from the 19th century or something
that,
in which she models some of these. It sounds sort of racy, but of course they pretty much covered themselves even underneath from head to foot. So, but apparently those are sold out, and so you have to sign up early.
Is there anything else you'd like to say at this point?
Just that Claremont is beautiful all year round. But I would tell people that this is, as Ellen said, this is one of the most beautiful times of the year to come and just stroll, see the house if you like, browse through the gift shop. But basically, just come and enjoy the surroundings. It's really quite an amazing place.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.